thoracing.nz update, your home for everything thoroughbred racing. Visit loveracing.nz, racing's biggest fan.
Right, it is 10:27 and a great chance today to catch up with Pip Morris as part of our Love Racing update. And Pip, it's doom and gloom, I'm afraid, around Ellerslie. What's your take on the whole thing? Because, of course, it's impacting your working week and the working week of so many people involved in the industry overall.
Good morning, Smithy. Yeah, look, I think I'm with everyone where we stand and say it's not good enough, especially with all the work that had been put into it prior and obviously those question marks that we've all raised. Was it maybe rushed to get back? But at the same time, you really do feel for the club, and you saw how much rain it had. It was holding up. So it's kind of that 50-50 where you do feel for Ellerslie and the work they're trying to do, because that's what we need, or clearly, is a track that we can race on all year round. But at the same time, knowing that it's not good enough now, Pukekohe, who's been used quite a lot, obviously, when Ellerslie was out, steps up and takes that meeting on May the 25th. But at least they'll put their hands up. They're not going to run that meeting there, because, look, that would have been the worst-case scenario, right? I mean, I was sitting working on the Good Oil, actually, funnily enough, on Saturday, and it was just gut-wrenching stuff to see that meeting was canned in the end, especially with the main feature coming up there, the Manco Easter Handicap. So, yeah, really, really not good enough. But at the same time, I think they're working as best as they can to rectify it, and hopefully this is the last we hear of Ellerslie being abandoned in the future.
Well, horses that don't mind tracks when they go deep and they're soft to land on, of course, are the jumpers, and they were back in action, and Kevin Myers very, very prominent at Hawera in the first two or three races.
Yeah, they certainly were. And Portia Matthews as well, she took out the first two races. She's really nice, a jumps rider. I think one to follow for the season as well. She won on Harry Harrison in the first for Gail Temperton. He's a really nice horse that actually made it three straight. It was a little bit short for him, but he still got the job done. And Kevin Myers, yeah, he won the second with After All This Time. It was actually a pickup ride for Portia Matthews. They're now looking ahead towards the Manawatu Hurdles. That'll be one of the main features to come up first there next month. Yep, Kevin Myers, I think, one to follow, but also Mark Olligan going through into that race too. He's won it last year, and I'm sure he'll be well represented again. So great to see the jumps back. We'll have some on Wednesdays, but mainly on Saturdays too, so they'll get good coverage as well.
And in terms of the flat racing, you've spotted a really good two-year-old out of the Rogerson barn.
You certainly have. Domain Ace, he went under the radar there. Obviously, Love Poland starting really short, Smithy, for Stephen Marsh, I think $1.60 in the TAB Starway Stakes. But down the outside for Craig Rills, who was having a great day, was this two-year-old gelding by Swiss Ace for the Team Rogerson stable. And looks a real progressive type. Obviously, won at Otaki. Then they opted to go there rather than the last group one, out of Trentham. And it paid dividends, I think, a horse to follow. Whether or not he does go to that meeting at Pukekohe now on the 25th of May, but I do think they've unleashed a really nice two-year-old, and a sire that's really standing up at the moment is Swiss Ace. Obviously, we saw a race ace. She was third in the Warsep Stakes down at Rickerton, but she was a bit unlucky, and he's picked up a winner at Hong Kong over the weekend too. So I think not only follow the two-year-old, but Swiss Ace as well in the coming months.
Rightio, what have we got on the program this week? Of course, Anzac Day usually produces some decent racing.
Yeah, it certainly does. We have the meeting out at Otaki, the $80,000 listed TAB Anzac Mile is the feature there, and good nominations as well. I now know they've gone out to do the draws, but Lightning Jack, he was the last start winner at Otaki. He's in the nominations there, as well as the Quinella, the Fearless one for Robbie Patterson, who ran second. Also, Ellington Lass, a really nice youngster, coming up the grades there for Alan Sharrock. So rating 75 now takes on higher company, but certainly think the horse can handle it. And the top nomination was actually Dark Destroyer, so group company already in there. He's with the Weatherleys, of course, and I think if any rain, as long as he's not too much, he should handle it. So great to see the race with good nominations there, and hopefully the club gets some in the undergrades as well.
And Butch Castle's going to be busy this weekend, because not only does he have his traditional race day, his Travis Stakes race day, but they're going to end up having the Manco Easter Handicap out of default, really, as well.
He is, and I actually spoke to him earlier on, Smithy. He said that Easter, just looking at nominations, will stand pretty much with what they had running at Ellerslie with Rudyard in there, Chattahoochee, Tavitax. They're all heading back there. The Travis Stakes, some really nice horses in this. Apostrophe for the Wellwood James team, obviously won the Group 3 Mata Mata Breeders. It holds the nomination there. This is Dramatic as well for Lisa Latta, a two that really stuck out to me, won the Group 2 Japan Trophy. But the race of the day so far that's shaping up is actually the three-year-old, the Cambridge Breeders. He's got runners in there like Cindy for Alan Sharrock. She won last time at Tarapa on the track. She goes back, a really nice filly for him. And Penderbell, she's coming back in fresh for Tony Pike, whether or not she's heading towards Brisbane. She looks like she'll be resuming there. Mary Shan also comes back to the races for Andrew Forsman. And then you've got runners like Irish Legacy, who looks a really nice up-and-coming filly for the Wellwood James stable. So plenty of depth in the Cambridge three-year-old Breeders this weekend.
And, Pip, also the championship has finished at Randwick for this year as such. What a brilliant three-day carnival that was. Although that was rain-affected as well, and they lost their last couple too. So it's not just New Zealand. But it switches to where? Morphettville, Adelaide this weekend?
Yeah, it certainly does. We have the Australasian Oaks, where we actually have New Zealand Oaks trifecta running around. Poltron Duitus, who's now obviously been sold, so that'll be running with the Waterhouse Bot stable. Aussie Kerr picking up the ownership there. But one to really watch, of course, out of Chad Ormsby's stable prior. And then Positivity will also run. She ran second in the Oaks. She goes around for Andrew Forsman and Kelly Afarasha for Tiako. So it'd be fantastic if maybe they could pick up the trifecta again, which way you want them to play. No jockeys yet known as far as Positivity and Kelly Afarasha, but Tim Clark will take the reins on Poltratuinus. And great to see that six Kiwi breeds are also running around, including those three, and another three on the ballot in the Australasian Oaks. And then I wanted to touch on the Group 1 Sangster Stakes in Adelaide, because it's got our young trainers, Sam Minot. She's only 28 years old. She's got around 10 horses around her, Smithy. She's a real up-and-coming trainer, I think, to follow. She had an equestrian background, and the last couple of years since she's been training, she's kicking goals, and she takes over on Wonderful Tonight, who did win the listed race at Ōtaki here, the Napier Sprint, before heading over. She's looking to head to the breeding barn, so she'll stay over there in the spring. But she goes around in the Group 1 Sangster Stakes. I caught up with Sam. She said she could not be happier with the filly or the mare, how she's settled in there. And they've booked Craig Williams to do the riding as well. So it'd be great for her to pick up some more black type before they head to the barn. If she runs through this really good, she may go to the Goodwood as well before she does head out to the breeding barn.
And no doubt today, just finally, Pip, you'll be having a look at the Palmerston North Greyhounds.
Yeah, not an easy day, Smithy. We've unfortunately got quite a few small fields with scratchings, but my best bet does come up in the last once again. I couldn't split two of the coal runners. There's Big Time Moose off the inside, resumes. He's a very quick greyhound, but Big Time Bora, I think, can beat him out of the boxes. She's got electric early speed, and they come back to the 410. So I'm going to play my best bet as the fixed odds Cornella, the one in the five. That was $3.10 this morning. That'll do me for today at Palmerston.
Good on you, Pip. As always, thanks so much for your time and your research. Very, very, very good, particularly looking at those prospects over in at Morphettville over the weekend. Thanks for your time. Really appreciate it. Catch you next Tuesday.
Thanks, Mother. Catch you then.